Kumba, live from Japan.
Brought to you by FNB. Proud partner of the Springboks. Kaya FM, home of the Afropolitan.
Coming to you live in Japan, in Tokyo. I am Skumba. Mapulova is in the studio in Johannesburg. And right now, I have my main man, Musiman, and the one and only, David O'Sullivan. Hello, David.
Hey, Skumba. How are you?
Mapulova, you should see David. He's sweating. He's been running around the rest of Japan, too.
You got to see Greg Maluka. Uh-huh. He has found a record shop, sells the vinyls. It's five floors of vinyls. I've got a photograph of him. He walked in, he found the rare jazz, funk, R&B floor, and he just started rubbing his head in excitement. And he's just, I left him. I said, don't worry, I'll find my own way back. And he's just hauling out Donny Hathaway, found some Louis Vega remixes. He's going mad.
Is he Hancock,
all those albums, all the old vinyls. And he's playing them, and he's taking over that shop. It's brilliant.
Is he drilling all over the floor, all over the five floors?
And to me, so you can't believe it. They've never seen anything like it because, of course, he towers over everybody because the Japanese are small. And Skumba, Musubudi, you've got to see Musubudi. Everybody comes up to his chest.
The mirrors are too short in the bathroom. I couldn't see my head.
The World Cup is happening this coming, starting today. Today we have an opening ceremony.
Yeah, opening game today.
And then we have Russia against
Japan.
And tomorrow it's the big one.
That's it.
But let's talk about traveling and coming to Japan. How have you guys found the trip from Johannesburg up until here?
Well, it was 27 hours, I think, from when we got on the plane to when we got off the plane.
Sure.
That
27 hours, Mapulov. 27, Joe.
And those airline seats, I mean, Cathay Pacific really looks after you and you get nice food and everything. But let's face it, those seats are not designed. They're designed maybe for... No, they're not designed for Musubudi because there's not enough leg room for him, and they certainly aren't designed for you and I in terms of substance. Because our bodies are temples, and we're rather big.
They're designed for Mapulova because it's just there. You have the time, but it's just a time.
So you guys, you were traveling eastwards, right? So yeah. I imagine jet lag was a bit of an issue, was it not?
Funny enough, Ndubiso, it hasn't been because I think we had spent so long on the plane and none of us could sleep properly. So when we got here, we got to the hotel at 11 o'clock at night, which was 4 o'clock in the afternoon in South Africa. So while our body clocks were on 4 o'clock, we were so tired from the flying that we just all crashed. I got 8 hours solid sleep. So when I woke up this morning at 8 o'clock, which is 1 o'clock in the morning, South African time, it didn't feel like 1 o'clock. It felt like 8 o'clock, and I was ready to go. I feel absolutely no jet lag whatsoever. And we've done so much this morning because you get energized by the city. So no, jet lag's not an issue.
Musubudi, you've been this World Cup 2019. What are your expectations, Joe?
I think for the first time in a long time, it feels positive around the Springboks.
Yeah.
It feels positive. You know, because sometimes going into a World Cup, there's always this talk, you know, I'm a Springboks. And we weren't very happy with what was happening under Heine Kamea, to be fair. So right now, what Rassie Rasmus has been able to do, not only in terms of the Springboks, but in terms of looking at South Africa.
Sure.
And what South Africa needs. I remember speaking to Akona Ndungane last year sometime about Siya Kolisi being appointed captain.
Sure.
We saw him going down to Craven Week with youngsters from the Eastern Cape singing Ikwicho Nabo. Yeah. We'd never seen a South African captain. Just imagine a Springbok captain, because you have this certain idea. Good Springbok captain
must act this way.
You know what I mean?
Follow this protocol and whatever.
And then here's a guy who's going there, enjoying a good time with the kids, and I think it's got a lot of positivity around the Springboks. The other day I was watching Kaunda Ntunja's show, which I enjoy on SuperSport, Ipaga, and just the way they were talking about, yes, there are certain areas maybe where he could have there were some concerns. Okay, why is he bringing Scott Brits, who's 38 or whatever? But in general, I think everyone is really, really, really happy with the depth of the side, with the side that's been selected, and it seems that they are a team, a unified team.
Yeah.
And I think that leaves me very positive about what the box can do.
I think you've nailed it on the head. It's all about that leadership that Sia brings, the fact that he can be such a powerful unifying force. so many more people, Afropolitans, are getting involved in the game because of the presence of somebody like Siya Kolisi, who just so naturally brings people together. He just exudes that, doesn't he? And then the way Rassie Erasmus has done this meticulous planning and built this team over a number of years, and then in the build-up to this World Cup, gets them here 2 weeks early. The earliest that any team's arrived.
Yeah, well, we've been here for 2 weeks now.
That's right. And it's hot. It's humid. I think the humidity is the big issue. So the players now, they're acclimatized to that. They're eating the right foods. I hope they're all eating the grilled salmon and eating the lotus root
not,
and
not
things
the sandwich,
like that.
Eh, Porch, not the sandwich.
Did you have a bad sandwich? I had the most fabulous breakfast.
I saw you putting in all
that grilled salmon. Grilled salmon.
Oh, the grilled salmon, yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. And then the lotus root, and there was something else that I ate, which was just amazing. But he's prepared all of that correctly. And then there was the methodical demolition of Japan in the warm-up game.
Which
and
you predicted, Skumba?
Yep, that you're going to hammer them.
Yeah, but it was absolutely meticulous. And they put us under pressure, and the guys withheld the pressure, and the defense, and all of those things worked. It's the exact same team that's going to play the All Blacks. So I think Mosabudi's absolutely right in terms of how rugby is influencing the South African nation, and also how good this team actually is. This team can actually go all the way.
So now, guys, I mean, I'm out here in Johannesburg, and I'm feeling very sorry for myself, right? So, David, to quote one fellow who goes by the name of O'Sullivan, just help us match the mood. You, Mosabudi, has been giving us updates of the fans. You guys are rubbing shoulders with the fans. How has that been like? What mood are they in, our Springbok fans?
Well, we saw them all on the plane, didn't we?
Yeah.
And there were such big units getting on that plane that the plane was too heavy, which is why they had to dump fuel, which is why we had to refuel in Bangkok.
Yeah.
So there's a very good vibe. In fact, what was quite funny in Dumisa was that everybody at the airport was all rowdy and fun, and they get the black labels out, and everybody's chirpy. But at the end of 27 hours, as you're going through customs, nobody was chirping. People dragging themselves through. But can I tell you, there is a place called Shibuya Crossing in Tokyo, which is a very famous place. It's the busiest pedestrian intersection in the world. At its peak, in one crossing, up to 2,000 people will cross the road across this intersection. It's featured in movies and everything. There's a number of big billboard sites, and I'll tweet a picture of it. The biggest, most prominent billboard there is of the Springboks. It's an ASICS advert for the Springboks, and there's Sia, Eben Etzebeth, and Beast on this massive, massive billboard. I'll tweet the photograph of it. It's amazing. There are our guys at the busiest intersection. But you see, there's a very famous statue of a dog, and there's a very beautiful story that goes with it, which takes too long to tell. But there's this famous statue of the dog, and they've dressed it up in Japanese rugby gear, and people all posing, taking their photographs. So the spirit of rugby in Tokyo itself is quite infectious.
And I hope that this spirit is something that will translate to the rest of South Africa after the World Cup. I mean, you remember in 2010, the Bulls played a Super Rugby final in Soweto. That was a magical time.
It was so good.
People were going in there. They said they went from Pretoria, they went to Soweto, and they were never seen again for a week.
Yeah.
Because they just loved it.
Yeah.
Somewhere epic Rumin.
And then when I say there's 8 million people in Soweto, you guys think I'm lying.
And I just hope that and, you know, Peter de Villiers tried to do a little bit of it, where he would get the Springboks to go and train in different communities. He'd get them sometimes going to train close to squatter camps. I just hope that whatever happens at this World Cup, win or lose, for me, that's not important. But what's important is you say the spirit of the fans. They were just, I saw people who didn't know each other just greeting each other here at the airport on the plane, hugging each other.
Yeah.
We saw that spirit in Soweto when the Bulls played that final. And I hope that will continue to galvanize South Africans to come together using sport.
All I want to say is tomorrow is a big one. We're playing New Zealand. It's gonna be a very tough one. It's gonna be a very hectic one. FNB is taking care of us. They're taking us to the stadium to we're gonna watch it early. We're gonna go there early around 4 PM. We're gonna look best. We're gonna wear our jerseys, James. David, let's wear our jerseys. Mapoloba, I know you don't have a size, but get a size, Joe.
No, but you know what? We cannot finish this conversation, right? Let's get Mosabudi out of the way, guys. Have you been looking into the local brew situation over there since you've been there? I know it's already afternoon over there.
Yeah, no. What do you, you think we're crazy or something? of course we have. So, because it's hot and humid here, yeah. You get very thirsty. You get dehydrated, and we need to rehydrate. So I'm certainly, and as you say, it's 1 o'clock. What is it? It's five to three in the afternoon here. So of course we need to get stuck in.
But trying to rehydrate
my
exactly. Myself. Looking forward to the game tomorrow. Chance, we're going to the game tomorrow. FNB is taking us there. Thank you very much, FNB, for showing us love. Let's use the hashtag Words of Greatness. Show our support to Amapogopogo. They need us at this time and age. And knowing that we are here as South Africans, black, white, Indian, colored, everyone is here. Indian, like everyone is here to support the box. I'm looking forward to the game. What are you looking forward to tomorrow, David?
I'm looking forward to being. Mosabudi and I have been to many stadiums, and we know, and we've got to persuade everybody else, and we're right on this, we're going to go early. Because what I'm looking forward to is sucking up that atmosphere before we go in, where everybody's in a good mood.
Sure.
We'll interact with the Kiwis. We'll interact with so many different nationalities. We'll have all in our bok here. We'll have our FNB logos emblazoned. We'll be spreading the words of greatness as we go. We're going to get that hashtag out there around Yokohama International Stadium. I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, the game itself. But at the same time, I'm being realistic. I think we can win it. But if we don't win, it's not the end of the world. We just take a different route to the quarterfinals where it's a tougher game. Let's go and win it. Beat the All Blacks now. And if we have to face them in the final, beat them again.
Mapula, what are you looking forward to, Joe?
No, but all I'm thinking about is, you know, good. He has a young Bulali uncaptured. I should be there. Oh, guys.
Skumba, David O'Sullivan, Mosabudi, and Mapoloba talking about the Rugby World Cup that is happening from today up until in November. Coming to you live in Japan. This is Good Friday.
Skumba, cheering the Springboks in Japan. Brought to you by FNB.
Proud partner of the Springboks, Kaya FM 95.9.